The Department of Justice is looking for a new Secretary General this morning following a report which found that it had significant leadership and management problems. The independent review group, which was set up following the Garda whistleblower controversy, found that the department had a closed, secretive and silo-driven culture. Well, with us are Eddie Molloy, who's a management consultant and director of Advanced Organisation, and also here Richard Moore. He's a former press advisor at the Department of Justice. You're both welcome to the programme. Eddie Molloy, in one way, we've been here before. Almost 20 years ago, you conducted a report and you made recommendations about the Department of Justice.
Yes, it's interesting. One of your colleagues quoted from the report last night, and it's almost the same report. We used words like nothing short of a radical transformation of the Department of Justice, its structures, its culture, its systems, its management, etc., was needed. And here we are, I think it's 18 years later, with the same story. And in a way, there's nothing unusual about that. There's a long history of reports being produced. You have a flurry of activity. You have somebody appointed, as there was then. There was a man, I think, called Kelly, brought in from another department. And these things are usually not well resourced. And after a while, the empire strikes back. And the status quo ante prevails.
And by then the public focus
has gone off it, yeah.
What's your assessment of this report?
I think this is the best report of its kind I've ever seen. And I think it's it reflects both the competence and the independence of the people who did it. You have people like Kathleen O'Toole on it, for example, who was actually the Garda inspector here for a number of years, who would know the Garda's inside out. I think that its recommendations are absolutely comprehensive. They've missed nothing. And it's, it spells it out, what's needed for a root and branch. And the other thing that strikes me is, if I were the Taoiseach or whoever's responsible, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, I would require every department to have a similarly penetrating report done. Because I think other departments, such as Environment, for example, who oversaw all the planning corruption, building, breach of building regulations, a whole lot of stuff. Maybe not as toxic as the Department of Justice, but nevertheless, it would be a good day's work if you had a similar report done on other departments.
Richard Moore, let's bring you in on this. You worked in the Department of Justice. You were a press advisor to Dermot Ahern. What's your assessment of that department? How did you find it, so to speak?
Well, I have to say, I read the report twice last night. It's a very comprehensive report. It's pretty, in the face of it, it's pretty damning. I have to say, I didn't recognise the department I worked in from reading the report. I found the senior management in the Department of Justice and middle-ranking management and the foot soldiers, for want of a better word, I found them great people to work with. I found them excellent in the crisis. I found they had a can-do attitude, and it is by its nature, I think I said in a previous programme, it is box office. It is going to be in the front of the public because of the areas it covers. But I found it quick to react, quick to bring in legislation. I'll give you one classic example. It's a very sad example. When Roy Collins was shot in Limerick in 2009, it was a very emotional issue for the people of Limerick, but that actually threw down the gauntlet to the Irish state, where you actually had an individual shot after a court case, and there was a criminal gang involved, and it was obviously came up 2 weeks ago. The criminal gang involved waited 5 years to shoot a witness in a criminal case. That absolutely threw down the gauntlet to the Irish state, and the minister at the time, whom I worked for, Dermot Ahern, and his senior officials acted within a matter of 3 or 4 weeks and brought in anti-gang legislation. So, as I say, the report is very comprehensive, but it's not the department I would have known.
Isn't it clear, though, that there are problems? There must be problems. I mean, the reason we have this report is because of the Garda whistleblower controversy, mm-hmm. where clearly things did go wrong.
Yeah, well, the issue of the Garda whistleblower, I have to say, I can't understand. And in fairness, different ministers operate differently. I remember looking at that. I remember watching the coverage of that over a period of 2 to 3 months, and I couldn't understand why the issue wasn't parked sorted out. And the commissioner, the then commissioner Martin Callanan, shouldn't have used the word he used, disgusting. He should have withdrawn that. I think the then minister Alan Shatter should have gone before the Oireachtas and withdrew his comments that he made in relation to the whistleblowers. The issue should have been it was very, very badly managed, in the sense that, as from a news management point of view, but also obviously internally, because the issue was allowed fester. And once you allow something like that fester, it's going to eventually implode in people's faces. And that's actually
what happened. It was badly managed as well from the point of view of the two Gardaí, the two whistleblowers. I mean, they were badly treated.
They absolutely, if you look at the reports, I think what happened was they weren't necessarily believed, or they were seen as, I suppose, as cranks. But they had had legitimate complaints, and they should have been addressed, and they weren't addressed. But I think the issues could have been tackled way back in February. It was allowed just fester on the vine, and I just thought it was very badly managed from that perspective.
Is there a problem across the civil service, Eddie Molloy, where the wagons tend to be circled, or is this something that actually happens in all big organisations, that there's a resistance to change, and that if anything happens, if anything goes wrong, there's this attempt to repel any criticism?
Yes, the answer is yes, there is that tendency. But before going on to that, I would say that to say that it's not, reading the report is not the department that was there 2 or 3 years ago, whenever we were working there. I mean, Mr. Purcell inherited a culture that goes way back, and that you've already quoted from a report that myself and Sean Cremeen did in 1996. And to say that the department was very good, very quick to react, can do, etc., that's not the same as good governance. Senior management are hired and paid to set direction, to hold agencies to account, to plan, to have good systems, to have good morale, to discipline, and all the other things. That's not the same as being quick on the draw if there's a crisis. And they would pride themselves in that, but that is not the same as good governance and good management.
So you're saying we're talking apples and oranges here to one extent?
Absolutely. Somebody once said to me, you have to shoot the crocodiles and drain the swamp. I mean, the draining of the swamp is one of the big jobs for very senior people. It takes long-term thinking and strategic thinking. And that's spelt out in detail in this report, that was a big missing piece. And holding agencies to account, being over-deferential, for example, to agencies. That's a common thing across the civil service. It was mentioned in the Department of Finance reports, being too timid, not bringing issues to the minister, being deferential, and so on. So that comes also part of the
culture. And in this case, the finding is that the department was overly deferential towards the Gardaí.
To Gardaí, yes. And that's very typical, very common. I've come across it in the Department of Health and other departments. So there are lessons for the wider civil service. I think there are lessons, questions here for the top level appointments commission process, which continues to somehow promote people into senior positions in the Department of Justice, where this culture is locked in and is sustained over time and passed on to the next generation.
Richard Moore, was there simply too much going on within the Department of Justice? Because over the past few years, it appears to have gathered more and more responsibility when it already had a lot going on.
Well, the issue of a department like Department of Justice, but it's true across about other departments. And by the way, I take Eddie's point about my area was very much media management, so therefore I wouldn't be necessarily across some of the minutiae of how government departments work. But from that perspective, but coming back to the point, I mean, politicians of every hue have an awful habit of listening to certain buzzwords at election times and then deciding that, well, we need to recalibrate a government department, so we'll take a bit of this and we'll take a bit of that and we'll stick it all together. I mean, there was a classic one in 2002 when the Department of Communications, Marine and Natural Resources was cobbled together by the then, I think it was Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. I remember it took about a year, because I worked on that department, it took about a year and a half for them to bed together. They were across a whole, about 6 or 7 or 10 different buildings. So it's in fairness to the senior management of government departments, when you cobble things together like that, it takes a lot of management structure to be able to bed them down. The other issue I'd say is that, and what shouldn't be lost in this thing, because I've come across from both my time in Justice and since then, where a lot of government departments have had massive corporate loss, and you know, in terms of their middle ranking and senior management, they've all left. So you have a loss of corporate memory. Now, in fairness to the, to this report that we're discussing, that it actually points to that. It says that, you know, you've lost an awful lot of corporate and middle management memory, and how did we do things before and this kind of thing. So I think there are extenuating circumstances in relation to that, to the Department of Justice and particularly other departments as well.
Eddie Molloy, we've already heard that you were down this road almost 20 years ago and that very little, if anything, changed afterwards. What would you like to see happening now?
Well, a couple of things that are recommended. First of all, the recommendations of the report are tremendous. They're comprehensive, etc. Now, as I said, we've seen before these kinds of reports, but implementation is the problem. Now, they're going to get a new Secretary General, and the report has wisely said, but not just one man going in, because if one man goes in, they will close ranks and they'll see him off the premises. They'll render him ineffective, just as they did with GSOC. And with the Garda Inspectorate and all the other institutions put in place.
So what do you do then?
So they've recommended that another 4 to 6 people be added, if you like, to the senior team from outside. That's very important. And I can't give you a short answer, but there are one or two textbook, again, exemplary cases of institutional reform of the level and depth that's needed here. One is the RUC. And that requires things like very strong oversight bodies. So, for instance, the team that's done this report has volunteered to act as an oversight body.
And do you think that that's important
that they are
kept in place?
They're kept in place. They've said they will meet every 6 months. I'd like to see them meet every 3 months to keep their feet to the fire, if you like, so that they can begin to see execution. They need the air cover of that body. And then you're looking at new blood coming in, not just one or two people. And
should these come from outside the civil service, do you believe?
No, I think there are people, for example, in other parts of the service, such as revenue, for example, who would have something of the kind of background that's needed in some of the areas covered by the guards. I think that if you look at some of the areas the guards do cover, like disability, refugees and asylum seekers, you'd wonder why the Department of Justice, rather, is handling those. And I think there can be people brought in familiar with those areas. But new blood, serious resources put behind the execution with a programme office, regular reporting, public reporting. They're the kinds of things. So we have the textbook a case with the RUC. It can be done, but if it's half done, as I said, it will revert to type in a matter of 6 to 8 months.
Just finally to you then, Richard Moore, you know how government works. You were involved with a number of departments. Do you think that there will be change?
Obviously, there's no question there will be change. One of the issues that's in the report is the thing that it's a secretive organisation. I mean, like, let's not forget, it's the Department of Justice we're dealing with here. It's basically involved in national security, ensuring that we can implement laws, that the guards are properly run, that the prisons are run, that we know that it's in a sense safe to walk the streets. So by the nature of that, it deals with issues which go to the fundamentals of the actual protection of society. So you're not dealing with the Department of Arts, Culture and Gaeltacht, with all due respect to our friends
I think you will see
significant changes, but I think one of the issues they'll have to tackle, it's the issue of maybe middle management and the kind of brain drain, the departure of some key people because of, I suppose, what's happened in the economy over the last 10 years, you know.
All right. Well, listen, thank you both very much indeed for joining us on the programme this morning. Eddie Molloy there and also Richard Moore.